Good morning, everyone. My name is Man Yang Lin from Purdue University, and it's my pleasure to be here to share some of interesting findings from my experiment. And today I will talk about how far light affects tomato quality and flavor. My advisor is Dr. Haiji King. So let's start. So brief introduction. So why supplemental lighting is important? Because especially during winter months, limited light in northern state like Indiana. So supplemental lighting is very important for optimize plant growth, especially for tropical plants like tomatoes. They have high light demand. And the problem associated with supplemental lighting is the farmer or the greenhouse grower, they use OHHPS lamps, high pressure overheaded, high pressure sodium lamps. One problem is the light is from top to the bottom, so it's vertical to the ground, so provide a lot of light at higher canopy, but provide limited light for lower canopy. So it's ununiform lighting for tomato, my limited tomato growth. Another drawback of OHHPS lamps is the spectrum of PAR, photosynthetic active radiation is not optimal for plant photosynthesis. In contrast to OHHPS lamps, IC LEDs can provide light horizontally to the ground, so it can provide uniform lighting to the tomato. So it means that we can provide similar supplemental lighting for higher canopy and also lower canopy. Another good thing about IC LED is that we can adjust the wavelength or spectrum of the light, and we can optimize the light spectrum for tomato growth. But what kind of light is good for tomato or for plants? And for this study, we focus on red light and far red light. Why? Because red light and far light play a very important role determining the activity of phytochrome. And phytochrome is associated with a lot of plant growth and development. And these responses to red and far light are very important for productivity and plant growth. And a recent study also finds that far light is needed for efficient photosynthesis. So that's why we focus on far light in this study, to see how far light can affect phytochrome and also affect photosynthesis, and how that can benefit our plant growth and productivity. So this is our objectives. So compared to OHHPS high-pressure sodium lamps, we want to know how LED with far light or with far light affect fruit quality and taste. And if that fruit quality and taste improved, we can have premium price for tomato. Moving on to materials and methods. So the Scion cultivar we use is Merlis, is commercial cultivar for tomato. And the rootstock we use is Maxifort. It's very strong rootstock. And we supplement same photosynthetic photon flux PPF at 230 micromolar per second per square meter, using three different kind of lights, including the control HPS, and also two different LED, including red only and red plus far light, and use this light to grow tomato, and then we harvest them and measure the fruit color, dry matter ratio, bricks, pH, and titratable acidity, and concentration of anions and cations, these fruit quality parameters, to see how light affect these fruit parameters. And we are not only interested in the chemical properties of fruit, we're also interested in how this difference in terms of chemical affect the customer taste, their taste and sensory. So we also do some sensory tests. So we ask the panelists to rate aroma, sweetness, saltiness, acidity, and texture using two different scales, including degree of liking, DOL, and just about right, JR scale. Let me explain about these two scales. So in DOL scale, from 1 to 9 is dislike extremely to like extremely. So the score is higher, means they like it more. For the JR scale, for one score means not X enough, and for the 5 score is 2X, and X stands for strong, sweet, salty, sour, and firm. With respect to aroma, sweetness, saltiness, acidity, and texture. And for 3, just about right, is the best score for JR scale. And this is a picture while we did the sensory test in sensory evaluation lab at Purdue University at Food Science Department. For preparation of the sample, basically we cut off the top and bottom and also slice the tomato into 4 pieces and provide to the panelist. And we also provide water and cracker to clean their mouths between samples. After prepare the sample, we provide the sample using the, you can see, where is the mouse? Okay, so we provide the sample using that window, and you can see very colorful dressing woman. They just provide sample to outside the window. And then our panelists just sit down outside the window, get a sample and taste our tomato and rate it using computer. So it's very good facility at our Purdue University. And moving on to the results. So for fruit color, we find that far increased the blueness. And for color, we use lab scale, LAB. What is LAB? L stands for brightness. So as you can see this bowl, if the L score is higher, means they are whiter. If it is lower, means they are blacker. And A stands for red to green. So if it is score is higher, means it is redder. And if it is lower, means greener. And B stands for yellow to blue. So if it is the score is higher, it is yellower, and it is lower means bluer. And A divided by D, B is the normally way reflect the ripeness. So we measure LAB and A over B. As you can see here, compared to HPS, far added or treated tomato, they have lower B, means they have more blue in the fruit. And this is about fruit quality. So we measure dry matter ratio, Brix sugar content, and TH, titratable acidity, and pH. And we find that compared to HPS-treated tomato, far increased the dry matter ratio, Brix, and titratable acidity. And because of higher titratable acidity, also lower the pH in far-treated tomato. And we also measure the concentration of cations in fruit. Here we show sodium and potassium, magnesium, calcium concentration. And as you can see here, in contrast to HPS treated tomato, far treated tomato has higher concentration of sodium and magnesium. And another thing you can notice that is the red treated one also have higher magnesium. It means that actually LED lighting, intra-canopy LED lighting provide more uniform lighting. Okay, so enhance the magnesium concentration in fruit. And this is for the sensory test. So after we know the chemical difference in fruit, how about the customer response to these different chemicals? So as you can see here, for JR scale, compared to HPS, fire-treated tomato has higher score in sweetness, which is consistent with higher bricks. And for DOL, it's more interesting thing going on. So as you can see here, fire compared to HPS treated tomato increase DOL in sweetness, saltiness, and acidity. So for sweetness, it's associated with sugar content, and saltiness is associated with the concentration of sodium, and acidity is associated with the tetrable acidity. So for conclusions, compared to HPS, using the red light LED only, you can get some benefit, like you can enhance the magnesium concentration and dry matter ratio and bricks. However, other parameters are not significantly different from HPS. In contrast to HPS, actually, if we supplement red light plus fire light, you can have a lot of other benefits, like you can enhance the magnesium concentration and also enhance the blueness. And this is associated with the ratio between carotenoid and chlorophyll A and B. So we will further investigate this part further in the future. And another thing is that fire light can further increase the dry matter ratio and bricks. Then the customer can tell the difference in sweetness at DOL and JR scale, which is not found in our red-treated tomato. And another thing is that compared to HPS, fire-treated tomato has lower pH and higher tetrable acidity and higher score in DOL in acidity. And for lower pH, this is also associated with the microbial activity. So maybe we can do some study how fire light affect the post-harvest for our future study. An interesting thing is that fire light can also enhance the sodium concentration, which is associated with the saltiness at DOL scale. Yeah, this I think nobody reported before, so it's very interesting that fire light has this benefit. So in conclusion, although fire light is invisible light, but actually they have very visible effects on fruit quality. So fire light should be added using LED light. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank my advisor, Dr. Haiji Kim, and also Dr. Terry Mitchell lent the LED tower to us, and Dr. Bruce Bordelon and Dr. Peter Hurst for food quality, and Dr. Andrea Liziaga and Angela Elbright help us to do the sensory test, and our greenhouse staff, including Nathan, Daniel, Robert, and Michael, and all the lab members in our lab, and also the funding agency like USDA NIFA, and Director Seeds donate the seeds, and Syndicate donate the medium for us, and RBTech provide us the LED tower to do experiment. Okay. Thanks all. Your attention.
We have 1 minute. Any questions?
When you said increase the acidity at DOL, I was a little confused. Do we mean that the consumers liked the degree of acidity better, or did you mean that it was more acidic?
For acidity, actually, they increased the degree of acidity, and they prefer to eat the tomato with higher acidity, with higher degree of acidity for acidity, this parameter. Yeah.
We have another round of applause. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.